Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I'll read you a verse of scripture out of Matthew. You don't even have to turn if you don't want to. Matthew chapter number 16. I'm not going to preach a long time. I'll just give you this verse and give you a little thought about it. Matthew chapter number 16, and I read you verse number 24. Give you just simple little thought right here, and I like it when the Lord shows up, don't you? And matter of fact, when the choir first started singing, amen, I knew the Lord was here, amen. I love it when the Lord shows up. And I'm just going to say this in passing. You don't experience that off of a live feed. Somebody give me a witness right there. You may say, well, I sit at home, and well, I promise you it ain't the same. Amen. And Matthew chapter number 16. And I love my pastor. I've had two pastors in my life. And my dad, first and foremost, was my pastor the biggest part of my life. And then Brother Bud Wishon, Miss Leslie and I, after Dad left Turner's Creek, moved our membership to Northwood, and which Brother Tim grew up underneath Brother Wishon, was his pastor for years also. Brother Tim was in my youth group at Northwood years ago. But anyway, I sure am thankful for my pastor this morning. You know, I was thinking about this, and I'm going to read you this verse in just a second. If you've got a, and it's hard to say what I'm going to say, but if you got a good pastor, you ought to be thankful for it. And the difference in a pastor and a preacher is very big. There's a lot of preachers today. There's a lot of people that are they used to call them TV evangelists. Now they call them social media evangelists. And I'm just going to say I wouldn't put much confidence on somebody on social media that don't ever post nothing about their local church, that don't ever talk about their pastor. It's probably just a hireling is all that it is, just to be honest with you. But I'm going to tell you the difference in my pastor and people like that. In the midnight hours, that person on social media, you're not going to be able to get in touch with. When everything's going wrong in your life and your family's falling apart, that preacher, so-called preacher off of social media or off the TV, that's not going to be the one running to you. Are you with me? He's probably not going to leave his vacation and come home. I'm just being honest with you this morning. He's not going to be there at the hospital at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're fixing to have surgery. But you want me to tell you who will be if you've got a good pastor? I'll never forget the times that I was at the hospital whenever we was having Victoria. I'll never forget Brother Wishon was there. Brother Wishon dedicated our babies back to the Lord. I look up to Brother Cox today. Brother Darrell Cox is a pastor to me today. And matter of fact, when we was at the hospital the other day with my mom, it was him that came in and prayed with my family. And it was him when I was in the hospital with meningitis that came and checked on me and prayed with me. That's what that pastor does, amen. And I sure am thankful for my pastor in my life today, amen. Look with me, Matthew chapter number 16, verse 24. I promise you I'm not going to be long. I'm just going to read this to you. The Bible said this, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." I find it interesting that the Bible said, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples." These was men that was already, if we could say it this way, these are men that was already saved. These were men that was already walking with Jesus. But he says, if you're going to really come after me, there's some things that you're going to have to do. And I believe today with all of my heart that there are some people in this room today, there are some people in this sanctuary today, there are some people that are members of our church today that are saved, and I believe that you would do whatever you could to a certain extent to help the church. But here's what the Bible said to us today. He said, if any man will come after me, he's going to have to deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And can I just say it this way? He's saying this to his disciples. If you're going to go the second mile, it not just being saved, not just going to church, but if you're going to go the second mile, there's some things that has to be in your life. I'll show you four things just real quickly. Number one, they would have to be a conscious decision. A conscious decision. What did he say? He said, if any man come after me. You have to make a decision today. I'm reminded of what the Bible said in Joshua chapter number 24 in verse number 15. Joshua says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And he's saying this to those in that day. You need to make up your mind. Are you going to serve God or are you not going to serve God? It's more, again, church, hear me. It's more than just being saved. It's more than just walking into church. It's so much more than that. And if we're really going to sell out and we're going to give Christ everything, he gave everything for us, did he not? He didn't leave anything on the table when it come to us, man. He gave everything. And he said, if you're going to give everything, number one, there has to be a conscious decision. If you're going to have to decide to do that, watch this. Number two, there's a committed denial. And here's what I want to park on for just a minute this morning. There's a committed denial. What did he say? He said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I'm reminded of what the Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 12. He said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, pay attention to this, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. In other words, he says that there is things in our life that may not be sin, but they are a weight in us serving God. In other words, they are a stumbling block in us giving Christ everything. Oh, yes, there is a conscious decision, but there is a committed denial. You see, when you decide, man, I'm going to follow Christ, I'm wholeheartedly giving him everything, you may have to give up some things. You may have to give up some things. And I'm sure you got your own opinion of this. You can share it with me or not. It's not going to change my opinion of it, okay? I like the Sherwood Brother films or the Kendrick Brother films and the Sherwood films. It's hard to find anything decent on TV anymore, and they just come out with a new one. It's called The Forge. If you've not watched it, it's a great movie. Sit down with your family and watch it. I agree with every bit of doctrine in it. No, but it's a great movie, okay? We sat down last night and watched it. I don't know if anybody else has watched that movie yet, but man, if you've not, I'm telling you, it's a great movie, and we watched it. And one of the things that they was dealing with in that, towards the middle of it, is a time that we deny ourselves. We push ourselves to the side. It's not about what I want, and it's not about what makes me happy. We live in a world today that is, do whatever makes you feel happy. Do what makes you feel good. Do what lifts you up. But that's not what the Bible tells us to do. It says to deny ourselves, to push ourselves to the side, to push our wants to the side, to push our desires to the side, and to do one thing, and that's seek after Christ, to run after him, to pursue Christ. And for you to give Christ everything, there will be some things that you have to give up. I remember my dad told me this one time, and we were sitting down and we was talking about some things, and I told Dad a couple things, and here's what he said. He said, son, it may not be sin, but the devil will keep you busy doing a good thing, keep you from doing the best thing. And you know, through that, God whooped me through my daddy talking to me that day. And there were some things in my life, Brother Matt, that I had to push to the side. Not because they were sin, somebody give me a witness, but because they was a weight in this race. Number one, there is a conscious decision. Number two, there's a committed denial. Number three, there's a costly departure. What did he say? He said he'd deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Jesus. You see, serving Jesus will cost you something. Yesterday, Leslie and I was on visitation. We had some good visits yesterday, and I was really expecting to see some people here today, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep praying for them. Somebody give me a witness right there, and I'm going to go back and knock on their door again before long if they don't come, and I'm going to invite them back to church again, amen. But we was talking, and we was talking to this one couple, and they began to talk about some places they had been and some decisions that they had to make, and they began to say, hey, you know, there are some things that I just can't have anything to do with anymore because it's not of God. Now, hear me and hear me well. If it is not edifying Christ, then there needs to be a departure from it, a costly departure. You say, preacher, will I lose friends? No, you'll lose acquaintances. Friends is somebody that will stick with you no matter what. I'll give you this in closing. There's a continual desire. There's a continual desire. Miss Daniel, you come start playing softly. I enjoy reading. And I about any given time, I'm reading two or three different books at the same time. And I used to hate to read. I hated it. I hated it in school. I hated it going through Bible college. I hated reading. But the older I get, the more that I read now. And I'm very picky about what I read. Matter of fact, I'll ask people about different books. Brother Brian is one that I go to a lot. And I say, hey, what are you reading right now on leadership? What's something good that you've just read or you are reading? And he'll tell me. And he's cost my wife a lot of money in me buying books. I'll get that and I'll read it. And I'm reading, me and Miss Leslie and Brother Austin, Miss Joanna just started through The Spiritual Leader together. And I've enjoyed last night reading it again and starting through it again. But here's what I'm saying. The more I read, and I'm picky about what I do read, the more I have a desire to read because I find help from it. There's things that I can apply in my life. Now, hear what I'm fixing to say. The more I go to church, the more I read His Word, the more I pray, the more I'm in His presence, the more I have a continual desire to be back at it. But you want me to tell you the reason why? Because there was a day that I decided I'm going with Him. And for you to get into His book and to have a continual desire to worship Him and to be around Him, hear me, you're going to have to make a decision, and it's going to cost you some things. But boy, once you get there, once you get in His presence, once you get around Him, there's just something that draws you back again. There's a continual desire to be with Him. He said, if you're going to go the second mile, you have to deny yourself. You have to put some of your wants, some of your desires. There's some things that, and I'm not no super spiritual person, but one thing that I love, I know I don't love it more than my family or serving God, but one thing that I absolutely, and some of you have heard me say this before, that I absolutely love. Hunting is okay. Honestly, there's no sport to deer hunting anymore. You pour out corn, they walk in, you shoot them. I mean, really, let's be honest about it. You with me? Practice enough with a bow, practice enough with a gun. You just shoot it. You become good at what you practice at, okay? But there's an art to fishing. That's good preaching, isn't it, Brother Kevin? There's an art to fishing. You got to know how to read the water. Let me back up. There's an art to catching. Isn't that right, Brother Greg? Anybody can go fishing, but there's an art to catching. And I absolutely love it. To me, besides preaching and spending time with my family, there's nothing greater than as the day's beginning to break and that smoke's coming up off the water, man, pinning the ears back on a bass boat, running 70 mile an hour across that water, stopping somewhere, slinging that top water plug. Are you with me? Tyler, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, man? That buzz bait, Brother Blaine, up through there and watching it and that fish hitting that. I used to always say the tug is my drug. Man, I love it. I love it. And let me tell you the only reason I don't have a bass boat today. Number one, Leslie. No, I'm just picking. Let me tell you the reason why. Because it's a weight. It's a weight. It took me a long time to come to the place that I could say that, Brother Aaron, but it's a weight in my life. So what I'm saying to you this morning is this. When a preacher preaches on denying yourself and taking up your cross and following Jesus, don't think about all these quote-unquote great sins in everybody's life. Ask yourself this question this morning. What is the weight in your life that's keeping you from going to the next step with Him? And whatever that weight is, are you willing to deny it this morning? To take up your cross, deny yourself, and take up your cross and follow Him. Father,